This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you been missing all those good old times in those wonderful London pubs? They haven't been missing me. I'm barred from most of them. Nah, not ideal. This week, the pub in question is the Holly Bush, 22 Holly Mount, NW3, 6SG, nearest tube, Hampstead. Liam Gallagher from Oasis turned up at the Holly Bush the day I visited. I was tempted to choose from the selection of ales at the bar when he walked in with a mate, requesting alcoholic beverages in a decisive manner. His friend looked as though he'd won a breakfast cereal competition to have a drink with Liam Gallagher in Hampstead, so blanking him, I stared instead at Liam, while loudly jangling the coins and keys inside my pockets. His famous leather cap formed a brim across his forehead, and his sunglasses reflected my own teeth and head, and my limp shoulders, that resembled the broken wings of a small bird. I don't write music reviews, but I have written about pubs that have music playing in them. And, although I prefer pubs that are quiet and music-free, I was quite sure the ones I'd visited that played Oasis songs were very good indeed. I decided I'd mention this to Liam immediately, and I also wanted to ask him how you get to be one of those people who carry the different guitars onto the stage at the really big concerts. But his lager's arrived before I'd made my choice of ale, and as the two of them walked off towards the rear of the bar, I walked quickly on the spot, filling my mouth with my knuckles. Oak flooring and extensive wood panelling play a dominant role in the layout of the pub interior, which was originally a stable block built in the mid-17th century. It was converted into a tavern in the early 1800s and the original gas lamp. Just then, the barmaid presented me with my well-poured pint, and waving off my change, I half ran out back, eager to explore the many intricate passageways and rooms of the Holly Bush. Liam and company were sitting in the first side room I came across, and I decided to park there a while and check it out. I didn't purposefully sit at the same table as them, but it was a very long bench, and I was inspecting it for character, cleanliness, and height. When I started laughing out loud to myself, the other two suddenly stopped talking. I can't quite remember why I started laughing, but I think it had something to do with a very funny haul in the wood. I was still laughing, really laughing, as my foot began tapping loudly on the floorboards like a robotic dancing foot. Shuddering vibrations ran up my leg as I banged out my tune, and the metal clip on my pen began its accompaniment by forcefully striking the tabletop to form a vague da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da tune of sorts. Still laughing, I began loudly humming along, and it was about then that Liam introduced himself. He didn't say, "Hello, I'm Liam Gallagher. What's your name?" Nothing formal like that. In fact, his keenness for conversation impressed me, because usually when I sit in pubs by myself, nervously staring at everyone with wide, frightened eyes, no one even looks my way. But Liam wasn't like that. Instead, he was very open and forthcoming in his constructive criticism towards my amateur composition.
Hoi.
I was silent for a while after that. On the wall behind me was a picture of the artist George Romney, who bought the stables and adjoining house, that were later to become the Holly Bush way back in 1796. His pose was most dignified, and he seemed to nod approvingly as I climbed up onto the wooden table.
I'm on stage now!
My head was contorted as I shouted and danced around in a frenetic, awkward way, causing drinks to overturn, glasses to smash, and voices to be raised, like triangular-shaped guitars. As I was escorted out by a member of staff, I caught a whiff of roast chicken with barley mustard stuffing, sautéed potatoes, and minted courgette, and I decided I'd get room service to bring some of this up to my suite, and also loads of chocolate and 50 pints of lager. London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. The executive producer was Claire Broughton. Editing and sound design was by Andy Goddard. And it was a Hattrick production.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.